Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number one of the School Technology Podcast. My name is Brad Flickinger, and today is May 23rd, 2010. This episode is brought to you by IXL.com, the Internet's number one math practice website, as well as Mozzie.com. It's your life, so back it up. All right, let's get right into today's show. I've got three things that are kind of itching in my brain to get out, and so let's start off with them. Now, the first, of course, is the iPad. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I've already made a three-part video series that I've just posted on the blog, but I did want to include something in the podcast, and that is this. I have been looking into this iPad and using it for the last 7 weeks in a classroom environment, and I got to tell you, I like everything that I've come across. And, you know, I have tried to hate it. I have tried to find things that just bug me, but really it has been working out great. There are a couple things I've been getting emails about, and let me address those right now. The first is the battery life. Okay, battery life is hands down amazing. I am getting easily 10 hours of battery out of it, meaning we finally have a device that can work in schools. When we really put laptops in schools, we, you know, get what, 2.5-3 hours out of them, which means we have kids hauling around power packs all over the place trying to find some place to jack in to get the power to their computer. And that just doesn't work. Unless we were going to put a little AC plug on every desk, it doesn't work. So now finally we have a device that's similar to a cell phone. You just take it off your charger in the morning, use it all day long, and then just put it on the charger at night. Come on, that's awesome. So all you other manufacturers out there, get at it. We want 10 hours on everything that's like this. Another thing was printing from the iPad. Okay, I got to tell you guys, printing is going to go kind of the way of the dinosaurs in a lot of ways. Let me give you an example of that. As you know, I am a computer science teacher, and I have, of course, a printer in my computer lab. And normally, a few years ago, I would go through about a ream of paper a month. So 500 pages a month would come out of my printer. Well, this year, I just loaded my second ream of paper in 2 weeks ago, which means there was only 3 weeks left of the school year, and I just barely loaded another 500 pages in there. Kids are not printing that much anymore, especially in the world of Google Docs. You do the work in the cloud. You send it to your teacher or you make them a collaborator. They can grade it. They can check it. They can do all those things without ever having to print a document. So come on, save some trees. And if you're really all that worried about it, I'm sure that there will be an app in a few weeks that allow you to print wirelessly to all the printers that are around you. So it's coming. So I'll conquer more ideas and emails about iPads in the future, but let's move on. And before doing so, I just wanted to thank our first sponsor of this episode, which is IXL.com, which is a really cool math website where kids can go and practice their math skills. They're tied into state standards, which is amazing, and it's a subscription-based service where you buy for the number of students that are in your building, and those students can access it not only at the school but also at home, and they're getting great results from it. So IXL.com is a great website. All right, subject number two, and that is netbooks. Now, I've written a book on netbooks, I've spoken at conferences on netbooks, and I got people sending me emails saying, hey, you know, the iPad's out, netbooks are dead. You know, I am not ready to just start putting nails in the coffin of our poor netbooks just yet. First of all, I need to sell some more copies of my book. Second of all, I think there still is a real market for that. The iPad is really cutting edge, and I don't think it's going to be necessarily embraced by our schools in the next little while. Where netbooks are so affordable that people are still loving these things. And I think this could still be a big holiday season for kids wanting a netbook. So, and also schools. I know schools are still buying them up. So that's, I guess, great news. So no, I don't think netbooks are dead and I don't think iPads have killed them. But I do think that the iPad has taken a really big hit in a lot of markets, and netbooks included, that sales are down all across the board because people have really spent their extra money, even in a recession, on these iPads. They're selling like hotcakes, so that's great. All right, and then our second sponsor that we had for our podcast for today is Mozzie.com, a service that I personally use for backing up my MacBook that I have here in front of me every night. It goes out there, it sends whatever's new out into the cloud, it's backed up. And I got to tell you, my brother just called me this week who had a netbook out on the road, he's working out on the road, and it crashed. And he's just like, man, I lost everything. I got to get home to be able to reinstall some things that I need some software. He goes, what did you do? And I'm like, dude, I use Mozzie. I don't ever think about it because it's happened to us. And it happened last year to my wife. And we kind of vowed then we don't ever want to have to deal with lost items off of our computers. And we've used it. My wife, probably about 6 months ago, couldn't find a presentation that was really important to her. She doesn't know if she transferred it to a flash drive or deleted it accidentally or what. We just logged on, found it really quick, hit the restore. It put it back on our computer. We're talking seconds. It's great stuff. So we're glad they're a sponsor of our podcast today. All right. Now on to the opinion. Well, this whole show, I guess, is my opinion, but let's get deep into my opinion. And that is my feelings on these ideas that teachers are starting to ban students from using Wikipedia. I mean, come on, what have we gone into? Hitler's Germany here of censorship? I mean, come on, it's Wikipedia for crying out loud. It is the world's encyclopedia. And let me tell you, let's just get rid of a couple of fallacies about Wikipedia right now. Number one, I hear teachers saying, well, you know, anybody can edit it. Well, isn't that what makes it great? It makes it great because we do not have to just take one person or one editor's view of a fact. Okay. It has to be like the world's common consensus agreeing to those facts. Now, they're not putting in there that the moon is made out of cheese. And teachers are acting like, well, anybody can put anything. Well, no, you've got to understand the editors that track Wikipedia entries are all over it. And this is personal experience. The last four entries, I've tried to make edits and tried to do things that I think legitimately should be changed and that I had resources for. They were all stopped and gave me good answers to why they were stopped. Okay, the editors gave me great feedback on that, and I fixed it, entered them back in, and then they were accepted. My first round, the last four times in a row that I've made changes in Wikipedia were rejected. People are all over it. Sure, there's going to be some mistakes that sneak through, but they don't last very long. I mean, maybe minutes, even an hour at the most, things last if they're incorrectly put on Wikipedia. It is the world's encyclopedia. It should be embraced. You teachers that are banning it are just, as far as I'm concerned, hypocrites, because I know you're using it, your closet users probably. You go home and use Wikipedia. For example, if I was to open up a search engine right now, type in blue whale, guaranteed in that top five, it's going to give me a Wikipedia entry. I'm going to go there and I'm going to have tons of information, tons of resources of where I could go. It is not the end all, but I tell you what, it is a fantastic place to start. So let's not jump into censorship and banning things from our students. We don't need to ban information. Come on, let's embrace it. Let's teach them how to use it, how to find credible information, but let them use it. I say, let Wikipedia be free. Okay, that concludes episode number one. Thank you very much for being part of this maiden voyage into the world of podcasting here at schooltechnology.org. My name is Brad Flickinger, signing out.